You're listening to Pilot Season, where new shows audition for you. This episode is Apartment 312, a romantic comedy about three roommates, five flights of stairs, and the maintenance guy who's hiding something. Pilot Season, piloted by AI, greenlit by you, seasoned by actors.
Your spreadsheet said this fridge had 6 more months.
That was based on optimal usage patterns. Did you factor in Alex storing her 12 different oat milks?
Hey, oat milk doesn't expire if you believe in it.
I teach 26-year-olds who have better problem-solving skills than this appliance.
26-year-olds? That's a lot of adults for one classroom.
26-year-olds. 20 kids who are 6 years old.
Oh, right. Sorry, when you say it fast, it sounds like...
You know, I teach kindergarten, right?
Did someone say the fridge died? That's so sad. Should we have a memorial service?
We should have a replacement strategy.
We should have better roommate communication.
Let's do a group hug for the fridge.
No. I'll research replacements.
Yes, we need a refrigerator delivered. Third floor. No, the actual third floor. It's complicated.
I've found 17 appliance stores within delivery range, cross-referenced by price, efficiency ratings, and customer reviews.
Ooh, this one's pretty. It's blue.
Alex, refrigerators aren't about aesthetics. They're about cubic foot capacity and energy consumption.
They hung up on me. Apparently, third floor, 5 flights up sounds like a prank call.
Why don't we just tell them it's the third floor and surprise them with the extra stairs?
Because the last time we did that, the delivery guy accused me of running a scam and left our washer on the sidewalk.
Which is why I created this delivery protocol spreadsheet.
Morgan, not everything needs a spreadsheet.
Name one thing that doesn't benefit from data organization.
Feelings.
Maybe we need help. I'll call Jordan from maintenance.
Jordan's nice, but what can he do about...
Maintenance, I heard you might need some help with, appliances.
Jordan, perfect timing. How did you know?
I have good hearing, and these walls are pretty thin. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Morgan.
You climbed 5 flights pretty fast.
I'm in good shape.
We need a refrigerator delivered, but no one understands our building's layout.
Oh, I could help with that. I know all about this building's quirks.
See? Jordan always has solutions. You're amazing.
I'm really not. I just know things about the building.
What kind of things?
Mobile things, stair-related things, very vertical things.
Look, I'm an elementary school teacher.
If you enter at street level...
Hi!
...which, according to our landlord, doesn't count as a floor...
I deal with 26-year-olds.
We live in this adorable building with...
26-year-olds.
Then proceed past the mezzanine.
So much character, and stare, so many...
Not 26-year-olds, and they have better listening skills than this.
Wonderful stare that's aren't really a problem at all. This is harder than I thought.
I'm documenting each rejection with failure analysis.
Maybe we should just accept that we're stuck with takeout and ice from the bodega.
How's the refrigerator situation?
Terrible. No one will deliver here.
That's really frustrating. For all of you, living on the third floor.
Jordan, you keep showing up right when we're talking about this.
I just care about my tenants' appliance needs.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Jamie's stress counts when she's overwhelmed.
Do you have any actual suggestions, or are you just here to lurk sympathetically?
I don't lurk. I provide building maintenance support.
Don't be mean to Jordan. He's helping.
How is he helping? He hasn't actually done anything.
A 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi.
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Stop being so optimistic. Our food is going to spoil.
Stop being so negative. Alex is trying to help.
Stop! Everyone just stop! This is exactly why this is why spreadsheets don't work for everything.
Jamie.
Sorry, this living situation is already complicated without appliances dying.
Is this about you guys dating?
It was just two dates. Actually, it was three.
It was two, Morgan.
Coffee, dinner, and then brunch.
Brunch doesn't count as a date.
Should I leave?
No, this is just how they communicate. They're still figuring out the roommate thing.
For the record, I thought brunch counted.
For the record, that's why we broke up.
They broke up over brunch?
Something about performance metrics. I don't really understand it.
Okay. So we are officially a no-refrigerator household until further notice.
I've calculated how long our canned goods will last if we ration properly.
Or we could just order pizza every night. Like a really long sleepover.
Alex, we can't afford pizza every night.
What do you think we should do?
Maybe if you left the delivery details to me, I might be able to work something out for tomorrow.
What kind of something?
Just building maintenance magic. Sometimes things work out if you know the right people.
Jordan, you're the best, see? I told you he'd have a solution.
I just want to help you guys out.
That's really sweet of you, Jordan, but we can't afford anything too expensive.
Don't worry about the cost. Consider it building services.
What kind of building services include refrigerator delivery?
The comprehensive kind? Look, just trust me, okay? Sometimes maintenance involves creative solutions.
I trust you completely.
You do?
Of course. You're always taking care of everyone.
Should we trust him?
Statistically, we don't have better options.
Great. Just don't ask too many questions about the logistics, okay?
We won't. Right, guys?
Right. No questions.
I have questions, but I won't ask them.
Perfect. Just go to bed at a reasonable hour tonight, and maybe don't get up early tomorrow.
You're so mysterious, Jordan. It's exciting.
Yeah. Mysterious.
Guys, get in here.
Oh, what time is it?
Is that a refrigerator?
Jordan did it. There's a brand new refrigerator in our kitchen.
How is this here?
This is a really nice model. Energy efficient. Perfect size for the space.
And blue. Jordan, you're amazing.
Hey, you found it.
Jordan, how exactly did you get this up here?
I borrowed an appliance trolley from another super I know. Makes it way easier to get heavy stuff upstairs.
That makes sense.
Still, five flights is a lot of work.
Yeah, but worth it to help you guys out.
Jordan, you're a superhero. How did you carry this up five flights?
It was teamwork, lots of teamwork, and strategy.
You did this overnight? That's logistically impressive.
Thanks, I think.
Jordan, this is incredible. We can't thank you enough.
It's really not. I mean, it's just part of the job.
You're the best building manager ever.
Assistant building manager.
The best assistant building manager ever.
Though I am curious about the specific methodology.
Morgan, just say thank you.
Thank you, Morgan. Even if your methods are mysteriously efficient.
Let's just focus on the refrigerator working. Alex, you can fit all your oat milk now.
All 12 varieties. This is the best day ever.
Okay, so technically I didn't lie. There was teamwork. Me and the delivery guys and the elevator. That's like three entities working together. That's teamwork, right? And they're happy. Alex hugged me. She actually hugged me. Even if it was just gratitude hugging, friend hugging, but still hugging. I just need to keep the secret until when? Forever? How long can I pretend to climb five flights twice a day? What if they find out? What if Alex finds out and hates me for lying? But if it means Alex gets her oat milk refrigerated properly, Maybe it's worth being a little bit of a liar, right? I'm definitely going to get caught. But not today. Today, Alex hugged me, and that's something.